You've got to tune to the afternoon show, 90.3 FM, KEXP in Seattle, worldwide, KEXP.org. I'm Kevin Cole, and excited to have Johan Johansson live in studio. Welcome to KEXP.
Thank you.
Playing tonight at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. How about starting out with a couple songs? Icelandic composer Jóhann Jóhannsson live on the afternoon show, KEXP. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Would you introduce the musicians that you have with you today?
Yes. With me were playing Matthias Hemstock was playing percussion and electronics.
You've collaborated with him often in the past, right?
Yes. He's been playing on my records from the beginning, actually, and he's been touring with me a lot also. And so, yeah, we've been playing together a long time.
And then the string quartet, or is it a quartet? How would I describe it?
It's the Acme String Quartet, yes, and they're from New York.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, you started the U.S. tour at the end of April. Did you have any trouble getting over with the volcano?
I was okay, actually. I came from Denmark, so everything was clear.
Yeah, I guess most of the issues were more to the east. Some of the photographs were absolutely beautiful, just amazing looking.
I look forward to. I'm going in May to have a look, and I look forward to it.
Do you still live in Iceland?
I live actually in Copenhagen, but I go back very often.
So the latest album, which is called "And in the Endless Pause, There Came the Sound of Bees," is absolutely beautiful. I listen to it every night. It transports me to so many places. And
thank you.
It's exactly what I need after a busy day of hearing loud music all day long. It's the soundtrack to an animated film, right?
Yes. It's the soundtrack to a film called Varmint, which is by Mark Crast.
And that was a book, too.
Yeah, it started out as a book of illustrations or like a graphic novel. And Mark is a illustrator and an artist. And he made these sort of paintings, really, which were the kind of origin of this the story, and that's kind of what
is there a narrative?
Yeah, it's a narrative. It's a story basically, and and then that's kind of what I was, because the film was really far from ready when I was working on the music, and for the most part I didn't see the finished film until you know, long after I'd finished the music. So I kind of, you know, almost wrote the music to these paintings. They were kind of the inspiration for it.
Was he involved at any point in collaborating with the music?
Well, yeah, we worked quite closely together, and I mean he contacted me after you know, listening to my music when he was writing the script and kind of preparing it, and we kind of worked. I mean, you know, we had kind of a similar idea of where we wanted to, where the music, you know, what role the music had to play in the film, and so it was kind of it was a really nice collaboration.
When you collaborate with other artists who are non-musicians, what is that process like, and is sort of mood described, or are words used, and you sort of understand what those words mean to capture an emotional quality?
Well, I mean, Mark tended to write me really long emails with which were kind of I guess you know, I mean, being an illustrator and artist, he kind of, you know, described things very visually and very very kind of, you know, graphically. So I guess, you know, rather than, you know, speaking in musical, you know, language, you know, we spoke in images more than that.
Your music, all of the music that I've heard has a very cinematic quality to it. Do you think about images a lot when you make music?
Yeah, I kind of like to start, you know, with you know, kind of an. I mean, I very rarely write sort of pure music that has no connection to anything else. I always like to start with an idea or a concept, or you know, it might be just a bit of poetry or an image, or you know, snatches of a film that I've seen, something that, you know, kind of provides a frame for me to work around. Like, I mean, like the Fordlandia album, which was the one previous to this, was born really from a picture I saw of this sort of old Ford automobile that was stuck in the Amazon forest, and was kind of stuck there and couldn't move, and that's, you know, from the 1930s, and so that image kind of sparked the whole album in a way.
Which is a beautiful album, and I'll link to that image and your track-by-track description of that album, which is really fascinating, I found. I can link to that on our website at kexp.org.
That's great. Yeah.
So you've been called Iceland's foremost genre-crossing, not cross-dressing, multi-instrumentalist, and you've been making beautiful atmospheric music since your first album in 2002. How did you get involved in sort of more fringier music, avant-garde music or modern classical music, kind of from the beginning? Did you have formal training in that? And you've always used electronics in your music as well. Did electronics come first or the music?
Yeah, I mean, I come from a background in electronic and rock music, really, or indie, you know, like a rock background. And you know, I was in. Like always playing in bands and playing guitar and some, you know, keyboards and stuff. But I was always writing this instrumental music, you know, along with that. And I kind of, you know, I think I started, you know, concentrating more on the acoustic side and writing for these classical ensembles by writing music for theater. And I wrote a lot of music for an Icelandic company, theater company in Reykjavik. And from this work, my first album, Englaborn, was derived from work in the theater, and so it kind of grew from there. But there are many things that kind of have influenced. For example, my work with Kitchen Motors, which is kind of a collective of artists and kind of like a, I mean we commission works, basically. We sort of commission collaborations between different artists from different genres and different fields, and this was very active in sort of 1999, 2000, 2001 in Reykjavik, and we had like 3 or 4 years where it was a very, very active thing, and that for me sparked a lot of different things. I mean, my group Apparat Organ Quartet, for example, came from that work, and it was very inspiring, and kind of, you know, in many ways I think it inspired me to you know, do what I'm doing now, or kind of gave me the spark to do it, you know.
Is the Apparat Organ Quartet still active?
It is, in fact. Yeah, we've been working on our second album for almost 8 years now, and we're finally coming to an end in that process, and we're in the process of mixing it now.
Johan Johansson, live on KEXP. Thank you so much. And how about a few more songs?
Certainly. Thank you.
Yeah.